First of all, you have capital punishment for those who offer their children to Moloch. Now, I'm reading verse 1. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, notice it's God speaking to Moses now, not Aaron, or not the people here. He's speaking to the lawgiver. And this is legality. Certainly it's legality. Paul says that those in positions of authority that rule over us, they do not carry that sword in vain. They're to use it, my friend. The judge has no right to let a sadistic criminal, a psychotic criminal, loose on society and endanger your family and my family. This is the thing God has in mind. Somebody says, well, the old electric chair, it's a mean old chair. It certainly is. It certainly is. Always think of that ridiculous story about the fellow that apparently didn't have a very good lawyer, and he was sentenced to the electric chair. And he appealed and appealed for this fellow, and finally the criminal wrote to him, he says, now what do you advise? The lawyer hadn't helped him very much. He says, what do you advise? He says, I would advise at this time, when they say sit down, don't sit down. May I say to you, friends, God says, in that day, a stoning. It's not pretty. No one has claimed it was pretty. It's an awful thing. It's horrible. But you see, the crimes that are committed are horrible. Now, the first one here, again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Moloch, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. That's capital punishment in that day. Now, the worship of Moloch was savage. It was satanic. It was cruel. It was brutal. Children were taken and put into the red-hot arms of an idol. And it was heated red-hot. That was, without doubt, one of the worst things that was imaginable. It was fiendish. It was demonical. And what a contrast that is to the outstretched arms of Jesus, who said, suffer the little children, forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And any parent that would put their children in the arms of Moloch, stoning just almost too good for them. And friends, all of this child molestation today in our land could be curtailed if the judges would take these parents that brutally treat the little ones that can't protect themselves. The judge should protect them, and God says that he will. This is a tremendous thing, by the way. And that's number one here. Verse 3, and I'll set my face against that man, cut him off from among his people, because he hath given of his seed unto Moloch to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. He says, here, notice the language. I will set my face against that man. Is that the unpardonable sin of that day? I don't know. It's a terrible invective, I know that. I'll cut him off from among the people. And this was a sin against God. And he says, you defile my sanctuary and profane my name when they do that. And you find that God had a great deal to say about that, for they did it in the days of Ezekiel. And he said that's one of the reasons he brought judgment upon him. You see, idolatry was high treason in a nation that was a theocracy. Then in verses 4 and 5, and if the people of the land do any ways hide their eyes from the man, when he giveth of his seed unto Moloch, when he takes his children and offers them, and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man and against his family. Cut him off. Now, for a man to remain silent when a neighbor worshiped Moloch by offering his child was to make him a partner in crime. And to be soft-hearted and soft-headed in executing the penalty made a man guilty. It's interesting that immorality, departure from God, and then reducing or getting rid of the death penalty for certain crimes all go hand in hand today. And we have a lot of people today that are lots better than God, In fact, the matter is, they've taken his place.